Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. It does settle in your soul.
It's there.
Don't you think so, brother?
Amen, brother.
This is Terry Raposo with Wynn Carpenter and the Hat Man.
Travis.
Travis the Hat Man.
I'm going to wear a different hat next time to mess you guys up.
Oh, I love your hat, brother.
Thank you.
Freaking awesome. Here we are, broadcasting live from 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, streaming live worldwide, archived up to 1,000 years.
Right.
Feels like 1,000 years. We are your talk radio. If you have a question or comment, 530-605-4567, 605-4567. And if you missed the last program with Matt Nemo, Liberty Unabashed, you need to go back and listen to that program. That young man is amazing, and you need to be listening to that because he's speaking the truth with courage, and frankly, a lot of respect.
He's on fire.
Very much so.
He's been there, done that, so he can speak to it.
I think we're all kind of tired of what's going on. You know, we're tired of what's going on in our communities. But you know who's really tired of it? The California State Militia. And we're done. As people, we're done. Who's the militia? We are all the militia. Yeah. And we're done. We're done with government overreach. We're done with governments trying to control our businesses. Who's essential? Who's not? I guess anyone that's ever gotten COVID, if you wore a mask, you never got COVID, right? Wrong. I'm going to read to you something that just got done. Something that's going to be a notice, and these notices will go up in businesses all across the state of California, predominantly in the state of Jefferson. And Mr. Whoever your name is on the chat room and keeps writing in, well, what about the budget of Jefferson? You know, give me a call, man. We sent you the stuff, and the information guide isn't 10 years old. And frankly, I get tired of people that get on the chat room, their name is Slow Flow, or I Used to Flow, or I Can't Flow No Mo, or whatever your name is. Why don't you call in and have the guts to call in yourself? Really and truly. Kind of tired of it. Anyway, so the chat room, I guess, is fun. And there's some people who have been on there on Carl's show that have been on there for years and years and years and years. And that's fine and dandy. You know, but the real deal is that if you've got the courage and you want an answer for something, have the guts to call in or at least put your real name on there. Let's have a conversation. Oh, no. Let's just write the same stuff every day. It's kind of like, I guess we can only do it in the missionary position. I guess I could say that, huh? On the air?
You said it.
Did you catch me?
Yeah.
He caught me. It wasn't. That. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I didn't catch you. No, I caught you saying it.
Oh, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think.
I know so. I have to be careful on what I say.
Yes.
But right now I'm not going to be very careful at all. I'm going to give the notice and read the notice.
Way too late.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to read the notice. I like that. I like that line. I like that line. I'm going to stand by it.
Okay.
I'm going to read the notice. This is a notice. The Emergency Services Act does not provide extra constitutional powers to any government agent or agency. These premises are protected from undue and unlawful intrusion by government agents and agencies under the laws of the United States, the United States Constitution, and its Bill of Rights, as outlined in Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. These premises and the business conducted therein are also protected by the California Constitution and its Charter of Rights. Harassment of this business, its owners, employees, or customers whom are engaging in lawful pursuits by any and all government agents or agencies will be prosecuted under Title 18 United States Code Section 241 and 242. Civil remedies will also be sought against the said agents or agencies under United States Code 42, Section 1983. These rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia. Be advised that the harassment and interference of the lawful activities of this business by any government agent and agency may be met with resistance. Again, these rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia.
So this notice that's 8.5 by 11 is going to be posted on windows within businesses that choose to have the stones to do the right thing and to show this is what we're.
We want to stay open. You're going to get protection from your own people. See, here's the deal.
This is awesome.
The deal is that this conversation started about 2 weeks ago, and we had this conversation. And long story short, this is what we all came up with. And this is the deal. The deal is that you can choose to have this in your window or not. You can choose to comply or submit to illegal acts by the government and government agencies, including the ABC, et cetera, et cetera. Illegal. Why is it illegal? There is no state of emergency. Why is it illegal? It's against the Constitution. It's against the amendments that I read off. So if you choose as a business to have this put in your window, you will be protected by the California State Militia. This is going out to all counties. We're done. What does this mean?
This means you should have been protected by the government.
Exactly. The Sheriff's Department. Yes.
And law enforcement.
Yes.
Not government, but
yes.
Law enforcement.
Yes, by the Sheriff's Department, basically. Now, the Sheriff's Department has taken a position of, we're not going to do anything. Okay, and that's good. And they have lots to concentrate on, and I respect that. The police department's the same thing. You know, and some people have said, well, gee whiz, I know that somebody mentioned the other day, well, why don't we get the congressman in here to do it? Well, the congressman doesn't have the jurisdiction in the state. It would have to be a state senator. It would have to be the state assembly. You see, we have to understand where jurisdiction all lies. I also got a text asking if we would have Congressman LaMalfa on. We did ask him to come on.
We did.
Uh-huh. We talked to Brenda Haynes and asked him to come on.
And he sent the information off to his handler and have heard nothing.
Yes. And we are respectful to people who call in as guests. The deal is we have done that and nothing's happened there. But, you know, the real deal is that, you know, we have to be standing where the jurisdiction allows us to stand. And the jurisdiction of the Emergency Services Act doesn't provide for any extra constitutional powers to any agency or agent. And, oh, by the way, people are saying, what are we going to do in the state of Jefferson? Well, first of all, we're not going to have all these agencies. We're going to live in freedom. Now, are we going to have some regulations and agencies? Of course. There has to be some regulation and agencies, but not ones that just have overreach, not ones that can be controlled by a tyrannical governor like the one we have. You know, it's about time we stand, and that's the issue here. It's time to stand. We keep hearing that word. It's time to stand. It's time to stand. It's time to stand. Well, it really is. You know, and all these just, you know, people who just want to blab on, this is real. This notice is real. It's real. It went to the people of the California Pistol and Rifle Association. It's going out all across the state of California. Eventually, it'll go across all the United States. That the government agencies cannot usurp the constitutional powers. And since we are not getting protection in that vein, in other words, if somebody comes in and tries to disrupt your business from an agency, any agent, the one who should be standing there should be the sheriff. Wait a second. No, this is unconstitutional. This isn't a deal where it's not my job, man. And I know we've heard the thing about constitutional sheriffs. There is no constitutional sheriffs in the United States. There is none. Zero. You know, maybe Richard Mack. I know him personally. I've done events with him, several events with him. I know him personally. He's a good man. He may be the only one. The deal is that, you know.
Well, when they're appointed, how can they be?
That's exactly right, my friend. Not only that, when they're appointed, but here's the other deal about a sheriff. The deal with the sheriffs is basically, there aren't any constitutional sheriffs. They're basically going by how much money they can get for their department or what the next raise is. I think there's a couple of sheriffs in the area that are up for a raise.
Yeah, there's something about that.
Oh, we have Siskiyou Steve on the line. I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't see you there. We've got to go off to a break in a minute, but what say you, sir?
Well, I'll wait till after the break. don't mind.
I don't mind, but I think that...
Okay, well, number one, you know, you got to stand in Lamarpa's shoes to understand. You know, I was trying to say that I stood with Lamarpa at the fundraiser we had up here, and he was tired. And
sure,
and
we're all tired.
I couldn't get any energy out of him, no fire.
Okay.
And that bothers me. But
okay.
Until I'm in his shoes and going to Washington every single week and stuff, I really don't know. And that's where, and the other thing is that we can't beat each other down. We have to empower each other. Terry, you have controversy. I have controversy. Anybody who speaks up is going to have controversy against them. And we got to empower each other.
Well, here's the deal, Steve. You have to want to be empowered, okay? The opportunity to...
Doesn't he?
Oh, no. Let me just finish what I'm going to say here.
Okay,
you have to want to be empowered. He's tired. We're all tired. I'm tired. You're tired. We're all... Well, how about the mom with the five kids at home? She's tired. How about the guy who's trying to figure out a way to work and feed his family? He's tired. Hey, man, it's the job you choose. You know, you either have the stones to do your job or you don't. And I'm not saying that LaMalfa doesn't have the stones. I'm not saying that. But being tired is not an excuse. That's not an excuse. And we've got to go off to a break. If you want to hold on through the break, that's fine. If you want to call in, folks, it's 530-605-4567. 605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
We're the feisty one.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. Emmanuel has come to earth, the Virgin Mary given birth into a world that sings a hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I like a bit that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place, for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay,
so in a manger filled with hay, God's only Son was born. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the recorded part was.
Very funny. Very funny. Okay, Siskiyou Steve, you got about a minute, buddy. We've got somebody else on the line. We've got other people calling, so what you got?
Okay, that song just brings tears down my cheeks every time I hear it. Yeah, the Constitutional Sheriffs, Sheriff Mack has an organization called Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, yeah, if anybody's interested. He does have some movement in it. He's trying hard. It's really hard to get, like you say, the bot sheriffs with the funds and all that stuff.
Yeah, letting them know what they can do, letting them know what their power is, letting them know how much power they have, doesn't do anything if their methodology and their thought process is for something completely opposite than what you want. But anyway, thank you, brother, for the comments.
The people. Harry, it's the people. The people have to stand behind the sheriff or the sheriff.
If the sheriff does the right thing. If the sheriff does the right thing.
Yeah, right. Well, the people will force that. The people start it first. Okay, Terry. Thanks.
You bet. You bet. Have a great day.
Okay. We'll talk again.
You bet.
We tried that for how long?
Yeah, how long did we try that for? Like with Thomas Nagel, like with your sheriff, Sheriff Lopey in Siskiyou County. I mean, come on, man. Good grief. I mean, the thought process is good. The ideology is good. The idea of a sheriff doing the right thing constitutionally is correct. We've encouraged that. We traveled with the sheriffs for months and months. We traveled with them in eight different counties with six different sheriffs. The only one I think that really was a constitutional sheriff was Gil Gilbertson, and he's no longer the sheriff of Josephine County.
Yeah.
Because the Board of Supervisors up there took all his funds. He had seven deputies left. So he said, hey, arm yourselves and take care of it, folks.
I'm done.
That's how a constitutional sheriff acts. Anyway, Rich, how are you, my friend? What say you?
Morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, last night's event at the mall for the kids, Santa, hot cocoa, Christmas caroling, what an event. I mean, the smiles on the kids' faces. I tell you what, that was priceless, absolutely priceless. What an event. And so good for the folks that put it on to have a real Christmas for our traveling public because our local Christmas events, obviously, didn't really occur like they usually do. So excellent event last night. So, hey, I'm not a Lamal pedaster. Well, actually, I guess I am. A few years ago, when the Professor Gary and I, when I got my start in political activism, fighting Common Core, I sent us a Lamal letter, and I think some of you know what kind of letters I write. They're factual, they're researched, they're lengthy. Send them a letter on the Common Core about, hey, what's the federal government doing, you know, telling us what to do and how to spend our money in our school. I said, we need local control, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I still have his letter today. And basically, in summary, his letter stated back to me, well, there needs to be accountability, right? That was it.
Yes.
That was it. I mean, that was the substance of his response. So, you know, from that day forward, sorry, Doug Lamalfa, you're not at the top of my list. Well, you are on top of one of my lists, but not the one that. anyway,
well, you know, I understand. I understand what he's saying, and I agree with Steve. I mean, we're not going to bash anybody here, okay, because of the fact that a lot of times stuff is taking out of jurisdiction. For example, on a radio show yesterday, somebody had called and said, hey, why don't we get LaMalfa to back voter ID? He should talk to the people of California to back voter ID. Well, here's the deal. That's a state issue. He has no jurisdiction. And I think a lot of this is understanding the jurisdiction of who has jurisdiction over what. So
he used to, when he was in the assembly. He had jurisdiction. But when he moved on to Congress, that went away. And then the two that we have for our representatives here in District 1 don't seem to care about
the
anything.
Dilly-dallies.
Yeah, they just seem to be doing their own little thing.
You know, and that's the deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, I mean, you know, there's probably enough blame to go around. The real deal is he's not going to do it for us. I mean, that's the deal. He's not going to do it. This damn issue has been going on forever.
And I think what we should do is,
you know,
put pressure on our local government officials,
which
shall be the registrar of voters, to tell them to take the Dominion machines out and let us take them to the range and we'll take care of them. And then we go back to paper ballots. We can have hanging chads. We can deal with those. We need to have the paper ballots that are auditable, and we can see them. We can physically see them, touch them. We can do that, and we used to do it for many years. So what the hell changed besides corruption? And it's corrupt all the way in Shasta County. So I think we need to either do our business or get off the pot. And we need to do it now. And if that's the way people want to stand up and fight, you go fight at the registrar's office. Guaranteed they'll wet themselves when you show up. Guaranteed. So do it. For all of you that are wanting to fight something, that's where we fight. Because as Stalin said, you know, everybody can vote, but it's more important about who counts the votes. And that's exactly what we're living through right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to go make changes here locally in River City. It needs to happen. That's one of the many changes that needs to happen here in our county. One of the many. There's a list a mile long that needs to be changed, but we start there.
Yes, and real quick, and then I'll get out of here. There has been documented voting irregularities in Shasta County.
Surprise.
Being run through the computers, and the ballot count and the computer count were incorrect. Not at a municipal level, by the way. So it's already happened here, and I absolutely agree with what Wynn said about paper ballots. So great show, guys. Let me get out of here.
All right, brother. Have a great day. And, Rich, thank you for all you do, bro.
It's not like we don't have the paper. Hell, we live in the territory that has all the trees where the paper comes from. For the love of God, make it happen.
Yeah, we also have Bob on the line.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing, brother?
What say you, Bob?
Good morning. Hey, you know, we're talking about all this stuff and things, and it's mainly, like you say, our state assembly and our state senate. We could get a hold of LaMalfa. LaMalfa comes and talks to us, and we get a hold of them most of the time. Where are the Dollies? They're only in this for one reason, the Dollies, and that is to pad their own pocket. And I have met probably 10 or 12 of their family members, and I talked to them about the state of Jefferson, and they cannot believe that the Dollies will not get behind the state of Jefferson. And I asked them this question. Is it the only reason they won't get behind it is because they cannot do and they wouldn't have the power they have with the state of Jefferson as they do right now with the state of California, and they can get the business they want and make the money on the side that they want to put in their pocket, and they just go away.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's, you know, all that's true, Bob. You know, when we get to, I don't know if you got a chance to hear the notice that we read at the beginning of the program.
I heard it.
Okay, well, we'd love it if...
and I'd like some of them because I know a lot of business people.
Just going to ask you. All right, brother, I'll make sure I have those when I see you Thursday.
You bet.
Or I'll
will give them out.
Okay, sounds great, buddy. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
With that, Dick, you've got about 2 minutes. How you doing, Dick? You got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Good morning, Dick.
Morning, Dick.
How you doing, Dick?
Can you turn down your radio?
Your radio's on, Dick.
It's off. Hey, Wynn, I want to thank you for sending your daughter Katie and her friend Miranda out last night at my home, on my lighter home on Barrel Court with the big red barn. Katie is not bashful by any minute. She's not bashful, and they did a great job out there. Katie would talk to the people on the cars, and Miranda would hand out candy canes and collect the money. They did a great job, and I've been getting help every night to watch the intersection there to keep people from those two clowns from coming out and collecting money with them.
Yeah, that's
right. Awful. Barrels, and. Anyway, I just want to thank you, Wynn. I got a message on my cell phone. You called me, and I didn't catch it. So, but anyway, if anybody likes to come out, open every night at 3187 Barrel Court. We have a light at home, and we won third place in the contest this year. And
great.
We have a terrific amount of traffic now. And I think for early in the year, we have more traffic heavier than normal. So early, I think people just want to get out of the house.
That's good.
I just wanted to thank you, Wynn, sending your daughter over and her friend. They did a great job.
Well, it's not me sending them over. It's them wanting to come and help you out.
That's
they
right.
Enjoy
they,
it.
They were really good, you know. And they stayed out there the whole time without taking a break till we closed down almost 10 o'clock.
Well, they're young. They can do that.
They can do that. Hey, Dick, we're going to have to go off to a break, but I want to thank you and Fran. You guys are amazing. Dick Wilkinson, Barrel Court, fantastic. The Red Barn. Go there, donate to the Salvation Army. And, Dick, you're an amazing, amazing, amazing patriot, and we love you both, except I love Fran more.
Yeah.
I think everybody does.
People should know that when you donate to a kettle in the county here, that 90% of it stays in the,
yes.
in the county
yes.
and help people and helps the people in the county. So
yes.
when you donate to a Red Kettle here. And we take checks, and we also have a little card you can get onto your smartphone and donate with that, so you can scan it. Anyway, thanks for letting me on.
Yeah, you better answer the phone.
There you go. Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
Bye, brother. Well, with that, we're going to go off to our break.
Break.
Time has come.
4:51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
City's decorated up for Christmas. All the stores are open late tonight. People hurry through the frozen streets. I'll take a walk. Every child has a thousand wishes.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
There's a star that still outshines the night. You can find it if you close your eyes. See the light, take a walk through Bethlehem, coming near before the
got to be listening on 96.5 FM. That's where the music does sound better. Of course, Trish Yearwood sounds good
that
anytime.
Very good. Yeah.
Also, we want to explain something to all the folks out there. This program is paid for. We pay for this program. As that's kind of the way radio shows go. You pay for it either with sponsors or you pay for it with people's help or you just write a check for it. But we pay for this program, so we're not paid to be here. It's not gratis. We pay for it. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way that it works. Now, Mary We'd like to thank personally what a wonderful, wonderful person Mary is. Thank you so much. She gave us $600, which just about covers a month, and we absolutely love you. Thank you so much.
Yes, Mary, that was very generous of you.
And also, we have Andrew on the line from Bernie. Andrew, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm bouncing around trying to find a California symbol on the flag called a bear, but I just got reception. I'm listening to you guys. And Mike Adams, yesterday, in his daily updates, reported that California's ballots were illegal because they did not include language regarding the Electoral College, and it's by law supposed to be on there. Apparently, 50 of the 58 counties did not have that language on there. Were you aware of this?
I saw some things posted on Facebook and different sources that mentioned that, but I didn't go back through and even look at mine, because what I do is I always photocopy. I take a picture of mine before I submit them, and I didn't go back and look, but I should do that just to double check.
Well, the citizen journalists are now finding its way, and as we know, that YouTube is censoring or quashing, you know, alternative speech or truth, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this thing has roots, so I just thought I'd mention that. And you guys do a great job. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Andrew. Have a great day, brother.
All right.
And one thing, I want to read this notice again from the militia. I'm going to read it again. And I think that I hope it's sinking in out there, the impact of this, in regards to the fact that when we talk about the militia, that's all of us. That's all of us freedom-loving people. You know, and the militia isn't just about, you know, going out in the woods and you know, playing soldier. I mean, they do camps for young men and teach them how to survive out in the woods. They teach them about the Bible. They teach them about the Constitution. They help their communities. They do food drives. They do drives for people in need. They help with search and rescue. That's all of us. And now the California State Militia will be sending out this notice to businesses. It's already started. I'm going to read it to you right now. Notice, the Emergency Service Act does not provide extra constitutional powers for any government agent or agency. These premises are protected from undue and unlawful intrusion by government agents and agencies under the laws of the United States Constitution, and its Bill of Rights, as outlined in Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. These premises and the businesses conducted therein are also protected by the California Constitution and its Charter of Rights. Harassment of this business, its owners, employees, or customers who are engaging in lawful pursuits by any and all government agents or agencies will be prosecuted under Title 18, United States Code, Section 241, or 242, civil remedies will also be sought against said agents or agencies under United States Code 42, Section 1983. These rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia. Be advised that harassment and interference of the lawful activities of this business by any government agent or agency may be met with resistance. And on the bottom of this is the California State Militia seal. Yep, this ain't Kansas anymore. Kind of done. Tired of the overreach of government.
Well, maybe caller from Bernie Andrews was right, because I just looked at the pictures of my ballot, and he's right. It doesn't have any of that on there.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe Shasta counties are already going down the slop chute. What do you think, folks?
I don't know. Let's ask Jimmy what he thinks. Hey, Jimmy, you want to explain what the missionary position is?
We could be...
it's not somebody traveling abroad with a Bible.
Yeah.
This is epic. I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is really something else, and I think it should get national coverage, because I think the whole nation is enduring what is going on here in Shasta County. I'd like to go to real quick. You were saying in the chat room earlier, I don't want to get too off topic, but funding the state of Jefferson we went into great detail about transition committee. We went over property tax, sales tax, income tax.
Oh, man.
Lowering down the state agencies of a state, because California has, what, 500 of them, and we only need, like...
Almost 600.
Right. And not a lot of people know about the Constitution that was written.
Right.
And the work that you guys did, Janice Chandler, you, Wynn, and Christine Ann Hall, you guys did so much work on that. It was, really... And the courts treated us like we were just peasants. It's the same thing as the courts are treating Donald Trump right now. Like, you guys, just move on, go away. We want the status quo. And we don't want the status quo here in Shasta County. And you guys are really making waves with this announcement that you're doing right now. And I just want to commend you and the militia for doing that, because you do need to stand up for your rights. And if you don't, you're just going to get swept away. Because I'm just going to say something real quick and then I'll get off the air. When I was in my early teens, I used to listen to shortwave radio. And one of the radio stations I'd listen to was Radio Moscow. And they had an English show. And they would talk about the evil capitalist American, devils, dogs. All the rhetoric you hear from our people now and our government. And that is very disturbing to me. You know what I'm saying? It's really disturbing. So you guys are doing a great job. God bless the militia for standing up for our rights.
Yep.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, I do want to, the militia, you've got to, the leaders in the militia, the great people that are those leaders, those patriots, those freedom-loving and understanding patriots. I mean... Those guys came up with, let's have a notice, let's do this, and then the verbiage, the legalities and stuff were some of the things we helped with. When we stop and think about the magnitude of this, and there will be videos, there will be stuff, Jimmy, trust me, this will go out far and wide. The American people have had it. We're tired in California of Newsom, who should be in jail. He should be in jail. He's broken the law.
Well, treason, don't they hang him?
Well, I'm not sure if it's treason, because if I'm not mistaken, that has to do with...
let's just say it is.
Well, a foreign power that you're at war with. I don't know if we're officially at war with anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, he's acting with China. I mean, I'm not saying we won't be, but the point is that, it is insurrection and it is sedition, which are still punishable. And, mm-hmm. and the United States Code. I mean, he broke Title 8, Code Section 1324 of harboring illegal aliens. That's against against his oath of office. Doesn't it make you crazy, brother?
It does, because he took two oaths. For the federal constitution and the California constitution. And he violated both. And has continued to violate both. And will continue violating both until he's held accountable. And hell, he'd probably even do it then. So we need to make sure that... this gets done.
And these boards of supervisors, oh my gosh.
They're complicit.
They're complicit.
They're complicit.
What does it mean when you're complicit in a crime?
You're guilty.
Okay, they're complicit. All you guys on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, all these boards of supervisors, stay in the county. I can go on and on and on and on. All the counties out there are complicit with these illegal activities, and we let them. I mean, seriously? Here's the thing. You have an issue where a board of supervisor or two, hear me out there, folks, maybe two boards of supervisors do the right thing. Oh, well, let's send them a box of candy. Let's give them a big hug. Let's give them a kiss on the cheek. No, let's be quiet. Let's be quiet, because we didn't even know if that was done by design. But let's just say it wasn't. But let's just be quiet. Aren't they just doing their job?
That they're paid to do.
Gee, I wonder if they're tired when they do it.
They get paid, $50,000, $60,000 a year to be on.
And benefits.
And then they get lifetime benefits after they've won their second term and served 1 year. Then they get to get lifetime benefits. Who would not want that gig?
Oh, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we hear people like joking about, oh, you know, gosh, you know, gee whiz, you know, maybe we should be open and not have virtual meetings and blah, blah, blah. And then Mary Rickard, well, you know, because of my health, I really don't want to do that. Your health? What about the health of the people that you let sit out there in the sun when it was smoky during the summer when they wanted to speak and you'd allow them in one at a time, some with as many as three children?
Right,
in infants. That's okay, though, right, Mary?
Yeah.
Is that okay? No, that's not okay. And also, you know, gosh, every time I've been in there, I've never seen you wear a mask. You know, how much of this hypocrisy are we going to put up with? I am amazed at the restraint of the good Christian patriots that we are.
Oh, I am too. I'm surprised.
I'm amazed.
It hasn't gotten really ugly because I'm not saying I want that to happen because I certainly don't. But I'm just amazed that it hasn't, because there are a lot of good people here that are, they're over the top. They're done. They're absolutely done. And keep in mind, our tax dollars, every tax dollar that we pay for anything here in Shasta County is going to their salary.
Oh, man.
And to their benefits.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? They are the employees. We are the employers. Please don't forget that.
And, oh, but let's thank them. Let's thank them for doing their job, even though, was it genuine?
That's like giving an attaboy to your puppy for not peeing on the floor.
Right. You know?
God.
Well, the other thing about it, too, that makes me crazy is that, okay, yeah, we go ahead and we thank them for, oh, they did the right thing. When they do the right thing, we need to thank them. Okay,
no,
well, why don't we just be quiet? Because aren't those, you know, what if there's a recall?
Yeah.
And we've been kissing them on the cheek and sending them candy?
Yeah.
For doing something they should have done anyway, even though they knew they were going to lose? When we did the state of Jefferson, and we went in there, we had 250 people in that building. We had 48 people that spoke. And we were told by Les Baugh that he was going to back this. He didn't. He didn't bring it forward. He didn't do anything like that. And then David Keogh, who is now retired, David Keogh read a statement. Now, how do you read a statement?
A prepared statement.
A prepared statement if you haven't colluded.
Mm-hmm.
With at least two supervisors, but there had to be more than two. Can you read that, David? How does that even happen impromptu? And that's exactly what
so,
Boss said.
So that tells you that they violated the Brown Act by having meetings outside of the meetings. And so they were already prepared. And then they had the audacity to tell us that they would never hear it again in the board.
So if you vote a certain
unless they spoke about it outside of a board meeting to do that. We have that on record. We have it on tape. It's videoed. It's archived. We have that. So don't think that we're not watching. We've been watching for a very long time, and this is a hot, flippin' mess that needs to be resolved. It needs to be done. And if it's a recall, it's a recall. Whatever it takes, it needs to be done. It needs to be done soon.
Okay, and if you look at this thing, you're being told one thing, and the minute they become a board of supervisor, the idea is to get the money. How do we get the money out of the state? How do we get the money out of the government? How do we get the money? The money.
Why don't we just use what we generate?
Well, you know, like in Jefferson, and this is to answer, slow flower, or used to be a flower, or whatever it is, that guy, whoever those people are.
Yeah.
This is to answer it. Okay, first of all, in Jefferson, what we're going to have is we're going to have the lion's share of the money that goes to the state and comes back from the state. Once we do the tax portion of that, that money is going to go toward the county itself.
It's going to stay in the county.
It's going to stay in the
county.
It's
not going to leave the county.
It's not going to leave the county because we'll have 87% will stay here, not 87% being dictated by the state.
Or more.
On what it is we can spend our money on. We'll spend our money in our counties the way they should be spent. You know, and I just, you know, to me it's just, I'm tired of cowards. I'm tired of people that if you've got something to say, say it. It's time to pull your britches up and say it. Get on the phone and say it with your name. Show some guts.
Yeah.
Show some guts, you know. We're going to go off to a break really quick here because I'm getting the Rocky dance from Travis.
He's pulling the guns out.
Yeah. Hey, talking about guns, just one thing real quick. You know, Pence got those shots, right?
Yeah.
Did you see how ripped his arms were? I haven't seen arms that ripped since Michelle Obama.
I did, yeah.
Well, and then Nancy, she was getting a shot, but they didn't take the cap off the knee.
Oh, they didn't.
That was
funny. And it's COVID, not
COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID could be the common cold.
That's
right. Man, what a bunch of crap. Anyway,
yep.
Time has come.
For us to have a drink. No, for 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
You know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby,
Was that Sally or you, Travis, on that song?
This is all Sally.
Boy, honey. Good job.
She did a great job today, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Okay, we've got a couple people on the phone. We want to make this quick with each person because these phones are, well, we're getting them lit up today. Opal, what say you, my dear?
Hello, dear. I am proud to say I am Opal, and I am from Shingletown.
Yep.
And I only have one simple little question.
Okay.
What the hell do we have to do to be able to go in and pull that asshole out of the governor's mansion or office or whatever?
Well,
did you get ahead of the button on that one?
I think I did. Thanks, Opal. Keep me on my toes.
I love you, Opal. Anyway, what Opal said is that basically...
say what she said verbatim.
You know, I can't, but no. She said she called the governor a lower part of your body. Well, the buttocks, right? That would be a proper word.
Yep, yep, yep.
And the part of the buttocks where the excrement comes from. So
they can't take
that sounds grosser than using the real word. That's worse than saying what she said.
He needs to be
arrested. I mean, that's the thing. He needs to be arrested. Mark Baird has said it 100 times. We need 10,000 people to go down there, 100,000 people to go down there and say, hey, this guy needs to be arrested. We demand the arrest of this man. He has done everything I've read on this notice. I've read this notice. He's broken every one of those constitutional amendments. They've broken the California Constitution, the United States Code. I mean, come on, you know? I mean, the Highway Patrol, and I just want to say this real quick, Opal. The Highway Patrol, when we were down there, this was, I think, the May May 1st rally that we had with the Freedom Angels,
mm-hmm.
were
yep.
pulled up steps by the highway patrol, pulled up steps, these young women in skirts, pulled up steps and then taken to the basement of the California Capitol because the sheriff wouldn't take them to jail and neither would the
chief of police.
They wouldn't take them to jail because this was during a rally that we had there, a peaceful rally, and Newsom said to the highway patrol, get those people off my effing lawn. I didn't say it. Off my effing lawn. And that, and we let him get away with this stuff. Are you kidding me? Anyway, Opal, if you got anything else, that's great, love, but we do have another person on the line.
All right. Well, you didn't answer my question.
Oh.
So.
Well, I thought I did. We need to go down there and do it.
It's going to take an arrest.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is how could we just flat go down there and pull his
citizen's arrest, love. Citizen's arrest. And we will talk about that next week. So you want to call in next week? We'll have Richard Gallardo also call in, and we'll talk about that next week, and Mark Beard. How's that sound?
Well, if he comes up with an answer to not have to go through all these illegal courts, that I would love to hear.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, that sounds good. Okay, and that's really good. You know, maybe that's a question you can pose to talk radio in the mornings that allow call-ins.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we get the calls here, but the talk radio shows don't seem to get the calls during the weekdays. That's a whole different world, I guess. Anyway, Opal, thank you so much. Thank you, and Merry Christmas, love. Dar,
thank
how
you,
are
Derek.
You, my dear? What say you?
Dar, are you there?
Dar, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got just a couple of minutes,
hon. I say ditto to Opal.
Ditto.
Isn't she great? Don't you love her?
Be careful on the button there.
she says what I feel.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm talking about these people. I thought as public servants that they would only get a stipend. I didn't realize they were going to get such big salaries and then over retirement. So why wouldn't they want that job? I think they need... We need to have some kind of a voting will go on or something where we take their salaries away and all their benefits. And if they want to be on the Board of Supervisors or in the town council, they will get a stipend.
Well, do you know
maybe
that?
We'll get some decent people in there who really care about what's going on and care about the people and the county. Because those people, how many dips does Les Bow and his wife have?
Who knows? Who knows? That's the thing, you know, when you look around and you see the married factions and the related factions all playing the games and getting into politics and doing everything they're doing, it's really scary, and we're paying for it. So we do have an elected official who's going to make a change to that effect for themselves personally. And I think for future candidates doing that, running for positions on the Board of Supervisors, making that same promise and keeping true to their word to keep that promise, that will be showing some integrity with those folks. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out in the future here in Shasta County specifically, whether it's City Council or Board of Supervisors. It's going to be showing what's really going on. So
are they trying to take their salaries away?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the people that run, if they promise not to take those benefits, which are truly aren't earned, I mean, they're only there for 4 years or 8 years or whatever, why should they get the lifetime retirement, whereas somebody who's been working for the county for 30 years doesn't or may not
get... Why should they get anything? They're public servants.
That's correct. That's correct.
I mean, these people, I mean, this is something that's come up. I don't know if they do it in other states or not. I know where I come from.
Dar, we have 1 minute.
Okay.
And we have another caller.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Thank you, Dar.
Barbara, you got a minute. Barbara, you got about a minute. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
You need is your radio off?
It's off.
Okay, you have a minute.
Okay, what's up, Barbara?
Okay. Hey, well, I just wanted to inject a little bit of humor. I never miss your program. I love it. I love their commitment that I'm seeing in this county. I am a missionary with the Bible, by the way.
There you go.
All right.
So you're actually on the chat room, too, are you?
You got my attention real quick this morning. I work in Kenya and Zambia many, many, many years. What I wanted to say, though, is that, you know, you might find it interesting that different spectrums of life are just loving your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate... I want to mention Lisa McEwen.
Yep.
I want to mention all of you that are standing upright for our county to do the right thing.
Thank you. We're going to lose you.
We're going to lose you, Barbara.
Barbara, we're off
Can't
now.
Can't help it. We're being